today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Thank you very much. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about hosting in the view of Islam.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Wednesday, is the 20th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We choose chapter Zariyat, verses 24 to 26.
هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين؟
Has there reached you the story of the honored guests of Abraham?
إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون.
When they entered upon him and said, "We greet you with peace," he answered, "And upon you, peace. You are a people unknown."
فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ.
Then he went to his family and came with a fat roasted calf.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Bearing the glad tidings of a child to be born to Ibrahim, peace be upon him, some angels entered his home, but the Prophet did not know them. However, he invited them to go in and showed his hospitality by preparing food for them. Noticing that they refrained from eating, he was anxious and inquired the reason for their refraining to partake of the food. Then they presented themselves to him and enlightened him on their mission. Hospitality towards guests we're speaking about. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, reminded us of the high status of one who treats his guest well when he said, "Let the believer in Allah and the Day of Judgment honor his guest." Honoring or treating a guest well is coupled with two of the most important beliefs in Islam: belief in Allah and belief in the Day of Judgment. In Islam, the hospitality relationship is triangular. It consists of host, guest, and Allah. Hospitality is a right rather than a gift, and the duty to supply it is a duty of Allah. When a guest arrives at your home, whether he or she is expected or not, if you remember a few simple things, it is easy to provide your guest with a pleasurable experience and to reap the rewards attained by pleasing Allah. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sin. In this episode, we are going to talk about the etiquettes conventions of giving ceremonies or holding ceremonies and inviting guests. In this regard, it's timely to indicate that once someone invited Imam Ali alayhi salam home, Imam Ali alayhi salam stipulated three conditions for accepting the invitation. The first one was that the host shouldn't buy anything outdoors. Whatever is available at home will be sufficient. Another one is that, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned that he was content with whatever would be available at home, readily available at home. And the third one was that the host shouldn't exert too much pressure on his family members because they receive the guest. At the same time, it must be indicated that some guests are uninvited guests. It's indicated that if you are invited to a reception, unless you are permitted, unless you've been given the permission otherwise, you shouldn't take your children to the reception. Unless you know that, it's a special reception and it would be okay. Now we find that it's indicated that those people who are, guests without being invited, they'll usually be humiliated.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
How to host a guest. One step is preparing a warm breakfast. Food is a crucial aspect of hospitality, and it applies to breakfast as well. Prepare a warm breakfast for them, at least on the first day. There are a few things which make a guest feel more at home than waking up to a warm home-cooked meal. Never give them the impression that they're a nuisance or are imposing on your time. This should be so obvious that it need not be stated. Unfortunately, with the rise of materialism, even some Muslims have begun to see the presence of guests as a nuisance. Within our tradition, guests have always been seen as a sign of blessings from Allah. If you view guests as an unnecessary evil while going about your normal life, you fail to follow in the prophetic methodology. Being hosted is, in fact, a right of the guest. When they asked the Prophet what it meant to give a guest their due, he responded that the guest's right was to be entertained for at least 3 days. What is beyond that is charity, but the first 3 days are a right of the guest.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكرًا يا ربي شكرًا هديت قلبي شكرًا نورت دربي شكرًا شكرًا يا ربي.
Etiquette guide for being the ideal guest. Know the local customs. This is one of the etiquettes. For example, no does not always mean no among some relatives and friends in Muslim countries. In other words, if you're no longer hungry after a fantastic meal at your aunt's and she asks you to take more dessert, your answer may be no, but that may translate as yes. For every one of your no's, she may spoon more dessert into your bowl. Find appropriate ways to respond to this, whether it's by using a truthful excuse, that is, I really will get very, very sick if I eat anymore, or even better, tell her the hadith about eating in a way that you have one-third water, one-third food, and one-third air in your stomach. The ideal guest will be polite, discreet, grateful, and respectful. He or she will also make sure not to hurt the host's feelings or be hostile.
One of the beautiful things about traditions, that is the Islamic tradition, is that sometimes we think that something is bad for us, or we think that something is a hassle for us. Now, when we go to the traditions, we see that no, this thing that we thought was a hassle or something that is troublesome or will bring us grief is actually something that is extremely beneficial for us. It's just that we do not know, nor can we see it. The problem with us is that we are very positivist in our thinking at times, that we like to have things very sensual. We must sense things. We must either see it or hear it or feel it. When we go beyond that, we do not know. We see that, no, this might be like this, it might be like that. But therefore, we have what is known as revelation. We have the tradition of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to tell us that, no, there is something greater than your senses. Listen to us, and you will be able to understand it. Follow us, and those things that are beyond your senses will come to you. So one of those things that we may feel is a hassle to us is when we have guests. Now, this can be guests who we both invite or come, you know, uninvited, if you like to call it, you know. They just come and they sit and they have tea with you and so on and so forth, and then they leave. Sometimes, no, they impose themselves on you, you know, they have supper or so on and so forth. So, in this tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it actually shows that these guests brings with them something and take away with them something. And this was what they bring and what they take away is nothing physical. It is something extremely metaphysical. And something extremely beneficial as well, that if we surely and truly knew the benefit of this present and gift that they brought and that thing that they took with them, we would have guests continuously, obviously to the extent that we are able to. So the Holy Prophet in this tradition says that guests bring with them sustenance, that when the guests enter into their home, they bring with them sustenance for the people and the family of that home. Regardless who the guest is, you know, the tradition is very general. It says the guests, whoever the guest may be, family member, non-family member, a random person, he is a guest. When he comes to your home, he brings with him or her, or his whole family even, he brings sustenance. And when he leaves, he takes away the sins of that family. What a beautiful thing to take away. Not with him, obviously, he does not acquire it for himself. But the sins of their family are forgiven because of him visiting, bringing the bounties, bringing sustenance for that family. And then when he leaves, he enables that family and the sins of that family to be forgiven and for that family to earn the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, my dear brothers and sisters, let us all be the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regard, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to look after the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about hosting in the view of Islam. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي